Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Don't, you know, be a diva.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They're very good.
I'm mad at this guy, the pitcher that came out talking about it, and let me tell you why. Oh, after you make your money, after you get your ring, you decide to talk about it? Why don't you talk about it during the season? When it was going on. Why you didn't say, I don't want to be no part of? Oh, now. So you look like a snitch. You know what I mean? Why you got to talk about it after? Why don't you, that's my problem, you know. Why nobody say anything while it was going on? People's not stupid. You know?
For some reason, that fit with PM Don. Just kind of worked. He had the right kind of dulcet tones. Fit right on things. So yesterday was a weird day. It's Touch and Rich, by the way. And David Ortiz, you know what? 3 weeks ago when I was down in Miami, I talked to him. And when I interviewed him, we talked about Tom Brady first. And the first thing he was talking about is, pay the man. You got to pay this guy. You know, I used to say the same thing, and I'm worth it. And I'm only going to be more inspired to play. You got to pay me. And I think the same thing about Tom Brady. Even at his age, pay the man. Give him everything you want. And I said, well, what about Mookie Betts? He's like, oh, you got to trade him. And I'm like, great. Well, that was a weird... That was a weird 180 you just did from...
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Hey everyone, it's Felger here for Cambridge Savings Bank, my official bank. Listen, small businesses are so important to our communities. That's why I'm excited to share CSB's new business hub with articles, tools, and resources to help you start, manage, and grow your small business. Still have questions? Just fill out the contact form on the site to get in touch directly with the small business team. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. Member FDIC.
Don't, you know, be a diva.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They're very good.
I'm mad at this guy, the pitcher that came out talking about it, and let me tell you why. Oh, after you make your money, after you get your ring, you decide to talk about it? Why don't you talk about it during the season when it was going on? Why you didn't say, I don't want to be no part of? Oh, now. So you look like a snitch. You know what I mean? Why you got to talk about it after? Why don't you, that's my problem, you know. Why nobody say anything while it was going on? People's not stupid. You know?
For some reason, that fit with PM Don. Just kind of worked. He had the right kind of dulcet tones. Fit right on things. So yesterday was a weird day. It's Touch and Rich, by the way. And David Ortiz, you know what? 3 weeks ago when I was down in Miami, I talked to him. And when I interviewed him, we talked about Tom Brady first. And the first thing he was talking about is, pay the man. You got to pay this guy. You know, I used to say the same thing, and I'm worth it. And I'm only going to be more inspired to play. You got to pay me. And I think the same thing about Tom Brady. Even at his age, pay the man. Give him everything you want. And I said, well, what about Mookie Betts? He's like, oh, you got to trade him. And I'm like, great. Well, that was a weird... That was a weird 180 you just did from players deserve this money if they're like great at their gig to, hey, you know what, maybe they'll get some value at it. And yesterday, David Ortiz once again became a salesman, the voice of the Red Sox, and things have changed. And I should have realized that that was going to happen. Instead of him being the David Ortiz that we knew before, who obviously was like, let the players get as much money as they can.
He's been reprogrammed.
His loyalties are now as a voice of the Red Sox. And part of it, I think, is not only because he's employed by them, he's like an ambassador and works with them and other things, but I also think that they did him pretty solid during this whole shooting situation. I mean, it wasn't like their own private plane that got him and brought him back, brought him to Mass General. I mean, he's, in all fairness, there's a reason he's probably being extremely loyal to the Red Sox. But that was weird. Don't get me wrong. Despite all of that, that was a fairly jarring thing. And he did the exact same thing yesterday. And the one thing that I think is disingenuous, you can say that you're completely fine with the Red Sox trading him, but he also stood there for about 3 or 4 minutes and tried to sell us on what an awesome haul the Red Sox got, which is utterly ridiculous. Mm-hmm. But then there was a moment that really made me think, after talking to Dan O'Brien had to point this out, that made me think the Red Sox are screwed. And that was this right here. David Ortiz was asked about Rob Manfred, the commissioner of baseball, and how he's been handling this whole Astros situation. Now, remember, everyone in the league has been crapping on Rob Manfred. They've been saying, how dare you call this thing just a piece of metal, this trophy? How do you not punish the players? Everything you're doing is completely wrong.
Players from other sports.
Yeah, players from LeBron James is coming out. Like, everyone is unanimously crapping all over Rob Manfred. And then here comes David Ortiz.
To be honest with you, I don't agree with him getting all the heat. Reality is, not one player had come through and be like, hey, it was me who started this up. You know what I'm saying? All the commissioner can do is just have a team investigating what's going on. The commissioner, Manfred, has been legit since day one. So let him do his job, you know. He's going to do what is best for the game. He's good at making decisions, but people need to chillax. People need to let him do his job. Player need to let him do what he think is better for the game and for everything else. You know what I'm saying? And stop putting him on the spot and telling him what to do.
Okay, two things. The word chillax is still being used in 2000.
People need to chillax.
Totally, man. You got to chill.
He reps it, though. He carried it off.
And he's legit. He's got. Yeah. You got to chillax. But the other thing, why would he be so kind to the commissioner of baseball right now?
Out of nowhere.
Yeah. Why would he be saying that he's been legit since day one? People got to chillax. He's handled this thing perfectly. If you're David Ortiz, well, let's say you do believe he is the voice of the Red Sox. He's the public persona. He's the guy who gets it out there without it being John Henry saying it. He's the mouthpiece when they want to look good and have somebody other than management speak what they think. If you truly believe that, why would you say that? Maybe it's because the Red Sox know that they've got something big on them in this whole cheating investigation. And if they knew that, what would you be doing right now?
You would be kissing the absolute ass of
the commissioner of baseball, and you'd be telling people that they got a chillax ripping on this guy because the hammer is about to come down. And if they come out and say, this guy's the best, you're awesome, maybe there'll be a little bit of leniency. And that is the first time that I have been 100% convinced that the Red Sox are effed.
So, good point on that, Rich. And Wallach, maybe you can back me up on this, but didn't Jessica Mendoza get in trouble for saying something about Fears being a bad teammate?
She did. I think
she's like no longer on Sunday Night Baseball.
No, she's not.
Stepped down from
the
Mets. Pedro Martinez came out at the beginning of spring training and said he was a bad teammate. And if I'm not mistaken, didn't JD Martinez this week say that they were going to try to take away like using the video rooms going forward? And JD, who said that they can't do that,
wasn't happy.
He's got an iPad.
Could there be something to that degree, maybe, that could be on the Red Sox using the video room for that? And maybe he's one of the guys. So now they need David Ortiz to come out and be the mouthpiece and maybe back Rob Manfred on this because he's getting so much heat?
It might have been you that mentioned this earlier, and that is that every team, unanimously, I mean, guys like Mike Trout, who are like completely vanilla, mashed potato sandwich, and like Aaron Judge, who's known as like a pretty nice guy, like all of these people who have no personalities, they're all coming out and saying, Rob Manfred effed this thing up, screw these players. And then you take a look at what's going on with the Red Sox, and it's a lot more laid back. You do not hear these players being as damning as everybody else in the league. And there's part of me that thinks they know. They know that there's something sitting there and waiting for them. And the report that came out earlier this week gave me a little bit of a pause because that they were going back and re-questioning players because apparently they found something. I mean, I'm assuming they found something, but why else would you re-question players for the second time if you didn't find something new that you wanted to ask them about? But that right there, David Ortiz, the mouthpiece of the Red Sox, being the one lone person that is kissing the ass of Rob Manfred, makes me think they got something and they have something big.
Well, here's
and
the
right
thing.
Now, he's preemptively trying to say, dude, you're the best. Be gentle.
If you think about it, now Manfred's kind of backed into a corner, too, because the lack of punishment for the Houston Astros, who were egregious in their cheating in 2017 and 2018, and Jonathan Lucroy was talking about how extensive that was yesterday. Now you've gotten a tremendous amount of backlash for the lack of punishment to the Houston Astros. Would you not make an example, a harsh example, of the next team in line to do that?
You can't.
Would you not do your best to go all out and punish the crap out of the next team you catch?
Here's the only wiggle room that Rob Manfred has in this to punish the Red Sox if they get caught differently than the Astros is if they bring up the Apple Watch.
Well, that's the thing.
If they bring that up and they say,
falls right in line with it. If you're a two-time offender, you did it after we told you not to the second time, your ass is mine.
Yeah, that is the only thing.
And you couple that with the backlash from media, from other players who are really pissed off at what the Astros got away with and didn't have to suffer for.
People need to chillax.
I don't think that's going to happen. Yeah.
People need to chillax.
I like it.
I mean, this is...
Oh. People need to chillax.
Yeah.
This was a Wallach special, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh. BBD.
I think I know every single line to this song.
Even though you played this, you still struck out. It was awful.
Take a look at me.
Yeah.
It's almost Deion Sanders like...
Tell me, do you like what you see? Do you think you can? Do you think you can do me?
That's a bad line. Do you think you can do me?
Well, do me, baby.
Yeah, do you think you can do me?
The answer
can you really?
Is
smack it up, flip it, rub it down, oh no.
The girl's gonna do me. Wallach, by the way, told me the other day that he had a full beard. A full beard at one point in his life.
I did in college.
Like a beard like me?
No, it was worse than that. Much worse than that.
Okay, so we've seen goatee.
Yeah.
Casanova.
I was a freshman in college.
We've seen Casanova, but you had a full-on beard.
Full-on beard in college. The problem was I had no idea how to trim the thing. So it was like bulky off to the sides. It was awful. And it didn't look good at all.
It was like a Letterman beard? Or
No. At least Letterman let it go to the point where it's long. I trimmed it in some places and not in other places, and it got so bad that the kids on the floor that I lived with like pinned me down with a razor.
He was like Ted Kaczynski.
Threatened to shave it off if I didn't do it. Yeah,
it's like living in the woods.
That's right. That's right. I could have gone one way or another right after that.
Is there a photo of you with a full-on beard?
I'll take a look. I'm sure there is. I'll take a look. Sure.
Dude, I was asked as the best man in a friend of mine's wedding. He just thought it was hysterical how I could grow a beard in like 2 seconds. And he goes, all I want for for you to be my best man, you have to do the bachelor party, I have to do that stuff. I just want you to grow a 3-month ungroomed beard.
You must have looked awesome.
Dude, my beard was so big it grew into my chest hair. It was the worst.
No, you don't understand, Joe. He can grow a full beard in like 5 days.
Yeah.
Well, you shaved yesterday, so.
Yeah, I know. It's the best. I hate having a beard, too. Like, it sucks. I've never learned how to eat with it. I'll never groom it because I don't know how to groom it and I don't care. Every time I have a beard, it's pure laziness. It's not because I want it one way or the next. Beards are fine. It's great. A week long beard is A-okay. After that,
you have to maintain it. Yeah, like I used to go to the barber, and now I just bought a buzzer one day, and I'm like, I'm just going to maintain it myself.
Yeah.
But yeah, it costs, dude, it's $40 to get like a lineup and everything like that.
Yeah, I know, it's very tough.
I have no hair in my head, but somehow they still charge me for a haircut.
You're just so bitch groomed. All right, we got Mike Giardi. Was Mike Giardi a cutie pie or a hunk? What was it judged?
I thought he was a cutie pie, if I remember right. I think he was a cutie pie.
Okay.
And who was the hunk?
Phil Perry was the hunk.
That's right. Good call.
Is that
call.
The official judgment? All right.
That was the judgment, yes.
All right. Well, Mike Giardi, one of those two, cutie pie or hunk. He'll be on with us, and he's going to tell us a little bit about this new playoff schedule, and also there's this new report about Brady and how much money he's worth on the open market, which is it's insane money. I don't think it's going to happen, but then again, all the reports. Everyone knows something about Brady. Mike Giardi is close to the source. We'll talk to him in just a minute.
The games are only half of it. Hutcher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey, listen up.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Hey everyone, it's Felger here. Now, you know the Sports Hub is the place to go for everything Boston sports. Well, I'd like to introduce you to another hub, the new business hub from Cambridge Savings Bank. It's your one-stop shop for articles, tools, resources, and banking solutions that can help you start, manage, and grow your small business. It's just the latest way CSB is supporting small businesses. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. They're a member FDIC.
Boston sports fans start their day with Tutcher and Rich.
I can't think that could be interesting.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Oh, Bird. I'm not going to crush him too hard. He was supposed to be getting Mike Giardi.
What? Because everything's funny. Everything is funny.
He was downstairs getting...
Who sent him downstairs?
I don't know.
Did you? John, did you?
No, he said there's a guy here who from Cisco who were
Nick?
Bringing you some stuff. And
John,
I said,
John
okay,
doesn't
cool.
even have headphones on.
I didn't know you had to call Mike Giardi and get him on the phone. So Bird basically went downstairs.
I left the room. I had to use the restroom real quick, and all I said was, do you have Mike Giardi's number? Call him in a couple minutes. I come back. He's nowhere to be found. There's nobody on hold, and I look, and Mike Lockhart and I are in the control room here, and he goes, how much time is left in the break? And I go, 10 seconds.
Yeah,
he's in there putting everything out on display like it's... Okay.
At least it's good stuff. Thank you, Cisco.
Dan's face is red. He's not happy.
All right, Mike Giardi, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, you know, give Mike Giardi a few more minutes to prepare for the greatness that he's about to experience for the next 10 minutes.
Highlight of his morning.
Mike Giardi, were you a hunk or a cutie pie? What do we determine?
Oh, I forget what that was. I think I was a cutie pie.
Yeah, okay. No, I think you're right. I'm pretty convinced Phil Perry was the hunk.
That might be it. That's what we might have figured out. But you are
the horse crap. Just because he's tall and sort of blonde and he went to Georgetown, like that's crap.
You're describing you described a hunk. I think that's the definition.
However, he has been called. Giardi has been called a Ken doll by someone who used to work at this radio station.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Ken was a handsome fella.
No question, but he wasn't a hunk. He was maybe a cutie pie. by the way, you're on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Sorry we're scrambling, but Bird took a while to call you. I'm sure that you were heartbroken. All right, so this has been a weird couple of days, and obviously this offseason has been weird for you because you're so close to the Patriots and Tom Brady and all this willy won't they. Let's just start with that before we get to the whole restructuring and of the playoffs and all that stuff. There was a report that came out yesterday
I don't even remember who it was because they're all starting to blend together, unless it's from, of course, you. But yeah. They said that Tom Brady on the open market could command $100 million. They said that 3 years, $100 million, 65 of it guaranteed, I think was what was being thrown out there. I don't know if that's just people throwing stuff against the wall or it's what they're hearing. What are you hearing his value is? And right now, as of right now, what's it looking like to you? Is he going to stick around or where's he going?
Well, the three and $100 million was from Joel Corey, who used to be an NFL agent, and now obviously writes about the stuff. I could totally see that happening, just not in New England. Yeah. I think there are plenty of teams flush with cash, and obviously Brady is more than just a quarterback. He's the brand, and you know whatever. If you're looking to sell tickets in Vegas, in Los Angeles, in Miami, on and on it goes. He might be worth the extra cash. And again, you know, it's really the real number there that he put out is the $65 million guaranteed. And that's really, you're essentially talking about 2 years guaranteed $65 million. And I think that's absolutely doable for any one of those teams that I mentioned. But again, I don't think that's doable or that they would want to do that in New England. And I have been pretty bullish on the idea that I think it's over. I think he's going to be playing somewhere else next year. And I mean, there's been nothing really in the last few weeks that's changed my mind. I think it's time for a change. I think the Patriots are kind of anxious to see what it looks like going forward and not being married to a guy who will be 43 in August. And, you know, I think Brady in his heart of hearts would probably want to stay here, but if that's the vibe he's getting from the Patriots, then yeah, embrace the fact that you're going to be wanted and desired by, you know, I think a ton of teams are going to line up at his door. If in fact that's how he goes about the free agency, you come to me and I don't go to you, I think there'll be a lot of teams outside that door when it's go time.
Okay, that's interesting because you're bullish on him not being a Patriot, and it's not because of Brady. You say that it's more because of how you think the Patriots feel about Tom Brady.
I think it's just a, you know, it's a vibe. And look, just let's go back the last two off seasons prior to this one where he wanted an extension. He wanted commitment, you know, and I have been led to believe it's not from his end. It's not about, I mean, look, it's always about the money, but it's not about like getting the top dollar from the Patriots. It's been about I want to play till I'm 45. Give me that commitment and you know, football ops Belichick. It's like, dude, no one's done this before. We're going year to year. You know, I'm not gonna have you know completely fall off and be on the hit for $25-30 million guaranteed money when you stink. I don't want to do that. So if you're hell bent on continuing to play, then and you think you're going to be good, then why would you be concerned about 1 year?
So having
there's a little bit of a butting of heads there, and there has been for 2 years. And again, they never gave him more than 1 year. In fact, they barely, you know, he pretty much had to twist their arm big time this past off season mm-hmm. to get the raise from 15 to 23.
So having said all of that, Mike, and among the many things you did report over the last week is that things are going to heat up between the two sides. They're really going to get down to business and figure this thing out after the combine early next month. But there's also a new CBA that may or may not be ratified shortly. So how tricky would a contract negotiation be for multiple years, considering you really are not sure what's waiting for you at the back end?
Well, I think it's, you know, look, if there's any desire to bring him back, they really, really would need that CBA to be done before the 18th. And I think that's one of the reasons why you're seeing with Drew Brees, there hasn't been anything done yet. You know, like, hey, I'm coming back. And, you know, the word on the street is that Peyton wants him back. But, okay, well, what are the dollars and cents look like? Well, if you're trying to do more than 1 year, and whether that's for cap purposes or for legit reasons you want the guy to be there for more than 1 year, the fact that there are no voidable years, some other contract language that can't be done if the CBA is not ratified exists, it seems to me like teams are all in this kind of holding pattern to find out, well, what are the rules going to be? Because, look, obviously last year the Patriots did two voidable years on Brady's contract. You know, would they, if they decided they wanted to go back that route again, you know, I'm sure they'd want that tool as a possibility, and right now it doesn't exist.
Okay, so this whole thing that they're trying to pass now with the postseason, there being only one team that gets a bye week, you're going to get three games on Saturday and three games on Sunday of wild card weekend. I'm a fan of, if you're taking away a preseason game and you're taking away a game that doesn't matter and you're adding more games that matter, I'm fine with it. I can't really for the life of me figure out why all of the players seem to, I mean, there isn't like an uproar like I thought there was going to be by adding like a week 17 an extra game. I thought there would be like everyone would go crazy. But that's not happened. But the one thing more than anything, has there been any kind of studying into whether or not that one team that gets the bye week would have a much more, like a much bigger advantage, almost like an unfair advantage over all the other teams with this whole new playoff setup?
Yeah, I haven't seen anything on that, if they've done any sort of studies on that. I think obviously they're trying to make the bye, it's been pretty special before, and it's you know, something that they want the teams to aim for, and now they're really tightening it up with just the one. I don't love it. If you have end up with a crappy division and you steamroll everybody, and I don't want to say Kansas City, and you're in a tougher division, and you win 12 or 13 games, and that would normally get you a bye and an opportunity to rest. I mean, me personally, I don't know how you guys feel about this, but like if you go by the seeds and you know, like I think we looked at it this year, we're like, there's probably three teams in the AFC that could emerge. Those are the teams that I want to see. I don't want to see the sixth seed. I mean, I know Tennessee this year did it, but I don't want to generally see the team that's 9-7 or 10-6 end up making this run to the Super Bowl. And we had a situation a few years back where it was Buffalo, Jacksonville in the first round of the playoffs, and it was 6-3 or 9-6 or yeah. I mean, it was one of the worst football games ever, and neither one of those teams. And we sat there and watched it, and it was like, you know, stick a rusty fork in my eye. I mean, it was not fun. So I don't know how I feel about the extra team and the extra games. I think it's, well, like anything, it's a money grab.
Okay, so just real quick, circling back on you being bullish that Brady's not going to be here next year. Are they just going to go with Stidham, or do you think that there's one of these free agents that you believe they've got their eye on?
Don't you dare say Andy Dalton, Mike.
I mean,
don't you dare say Andy Dalton.
A lot of people are.
Don't you dare say that name.
I don't know why everybody hates Andy Dalton. I don't hate Andy Dalton.
I do.
But I will say this. But I will say this about Andy Dalton. I think his money, I think he's $17 million against the cap this year. And if you have to carry $13 million of Brady money and him not being here, and you're paying $30 million for that quarterback position, I don't think that seems to me like that makes a lot of sense for them, if they're, especially because I would assume that if Brady leaves, then they're probably going to be a little extra motivated to surround whoever the quarterback is with more pieces. So if Andy Dalton were to be here, I think Andy Dalton would have to take a pay cut. I still look at Mariota. I know that they listen to you.
This is where we are.
I know that Josh had an affinity for him at least a couple years ago. I don't know if that's changed based on how he played last year.
Bridgewater's going to get too much.
Guessing, yeah, Bridgewater will get too much, I think. Yeah, I think Bridgewater's probably in that $18 to $20 million a year range. And again, if you're carrying $13 million of Brady's money and him not being here, that sort of handicaps you, in terms of player retention elsewhere. And look, they got some important free agents. If Brady does go, maybe that does free up some money to, you know, maybe bring back Joe Tooney, maybe bring back Kyle Van Noy, maybe bring back Devin McCourty. So I think, there's some in-house guys that they have to consider and probably would like back if they have the cash to make it happen.
All right. Speaking of quarterbacks, how much did it crush you? I know you're a big, you and Jimmy G have got this thing. watching that fourth quarter, was it tough in the Giardi household?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it stung a little bit. There were some hugs given to me by my children afterwards. There was a general depression that filled the house for a couple of days. You know, the kids were kind of looking at me funny, but you know, he's a fighter. He'll bounce back. He'll learn from it.
You bet he will. You bet he will. He'll bounce right back. You know, his nickname's Dirk Diggler around the team, right?
I did not know that.
Yeah, that it's true. That's actually a true story. Right. Kyle Shanahan told me at Super Bowl week that we had heard through a grapevine, through somebody who was close to the team, that they called him Dirk Diggler. And when I asked Kyle Shanahan why, he said it's because, well, first of all, he said, how did you find out about that? And I was like, well, somebody told me. And he goes, yeah, it's true. He goes, because when he makes a pass, he goes, you want me to do it again? And he does it and puts it in just the right spot over and over and over again. on command. That was the way he described it. So there you go. Dirk, so refer to him as Sir Dirk Diggler for now on, Mike Giardi.
I'm not going to do that.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for coming on, and we'll have you on again soon, as soon as all this crap gets all settled. I'll tell you this much. I trust your opinion on all this more than most people. People are just throwing crap to the wall. But the fact that you're saying that Brady, you've been bullish on him not coming back to the team because of the Patriots side of things, now has got me rethinking everything. So, all right. My world has been rocked this morning, Mike Giard.
I'm sorry, I guess.
All right, man. We'll talk to you soon. See you, man.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah. I can understand it. The Patriots, usually when a situation like that happens, it's because the Patriots won't fork over the money. So it's usually the Patriots' decision one way or another. I mean, if you want to win, you come here. Or at least that's the way it's been for two decades. And I keep going back to what Brady has said time and time again. People don't come here to be appreciated. They come here to win.
Couldn't you see Bill Belichick being the type of guy that would be like, I am not going to mess around with this will he, won't he for the next 2 months. I'm going to start planning next year now, and I'm making a decision we don't want.
I think the decision has pretty much been made.
I mean, you might, to your point, it might already be made. Brady said he's talked to both sides, but from everything I've read, they want to know on the 16th if what's going on with Brady.
And as you should. You got to know before the tampering period.
I bet there's a ridiculously small number that Belichick probably said, listen, we'll take him for this, we'll take him. But other than that, we're moving on. And right now, I believe
that's
he's
the way
already
it's
making
been.
Plans.
That's the way it's been every other decision he's made with a player. It's always been this way. But this is a guy who was ready to trade Rob Gronkowski. I mean, I'm telling you.
The difference is that I think this number is insulting, one that he knows Brady will not take.
Sure.
But it's one of those, wow, okay, you took it, great, we'll keep you type of numbers if he ended up doing it. But that's interesting to me. That's interesting to me that he just believes it's more of a Patriots thing. Listen, they're moving on. Belichick wants to go ahead and start planning for the season. And then it becomes, is it Andy Dalton? We got the red rifle
here. I have Andy Dalton numbers. We can get to him.
I hate Andy Dalton with the force of 100
well, he was,
sons.
Like for years in fantasy, like he was all right.
No, he was never really good.
Fantasy,
he was a mediocre quarterback in best. Right,
we can do it in a little bit. He's got some decent numbers.
I do not want him on this team under any circumstances.
Numbers don't lie.
You can give me whatever numbers you want. Dude, his middle name is Interception.
Do you think there's anything that Bill Belichick would love more than to make Andy Dalton work?
As soon as he throws that pick in December that torpedoes your season, I'm sure it'd be great.
He's going to turn him into Ryan Tannehill.
No, he's not. the Miami Dolphins Tannehill.
You're a stats guy. Well, you should look him up.
You got the glasses. Look
go ahead.
The
hit me with any numbers you want. Right. I hate that
Here's
guy.
Joe Murray with the headlines.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich, 98.5 Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help.
Hey everyone, it's Felger here for Cambridge Savings Bank, my official bank. Listen, small businesses are so important to our communities. That's why I'm excited to share CSB's new business hub with articles, tools, and resources to help you start, manage, and grow your small business. Still have questions? Just fill out the contact form on the site to get in touch directly with the small business team. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. Member FDIC.
Toucher, Rich, Wallach, and you.
Dan, go ahead.
What could possibly go wrong?
Fred, you are infuriated.
It's Toucher and Rich.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
No joke, I used to let the mic smoke. Now I slam it when I'm done and make sure it's broke. When I'm gone, no one gets on, cause I won't let nobody press up and mess up the scene I set. I like to stand in the crowd and watch the people wonder, damn. But think about it, then you understand. I'm just an addict, addicted to music. Maybe it's a habit, I gotta use it, even if it's jazz.
This is a Wallach special, right?
I didn't suggest this. I like it. It's Eric B. and Rakim, right?
Deep concentration, cause I'm no comedian.
Yeah, ain't no joke, right?
A while, if you wanna be tame.
Rakim was just, was it Rakim or Eric B. who just went on a book tour? Like, one of them just wrote a book.
I don't know.
And, like, did a signing, I think, of, like, the ICA or something weird like that. But he was, the reason I know that is I was actually going to get you a signed book.
No way.
Yeah, and I think I was out of town when it happened.
Oh, that would have been cool.
Because I just know that you're, that's, like, that's the one, like, rap act that I know that you're totally into. I know you like, you know, obviously the R&B stuff, but Rakim's kind of your... That's your thing. All right. So, by the way, have you seen this video? And we'll get to this, the Andy Dalton, all that stuff, because you guys got stats ready to go, like right. But did you see the video? I love when stuff like this happens to guys like this. So Antonio Brown is just obsessed with being famous on the internet. He doesn't understand that his talent has made him a superstar in the NFL. Like, he doesn't need to be. He's hanging out with, like, these YouTube guys who have, like, you know, a million followers and stuff, and Antonio Brown is 10 times the star that these guys are, but he, like, invites him over to his house because he, for some reason, wants to be big on whatever social media, so he live streams a bunch of stuff. Did you see him live streaming yesterday his workout video? So he was at the gym, and he was trying to show, like, everybody just what a badass he is and what great shape he's in. So at this one point, he's doing this benching, and I don't even know how much it was, but he's like, rah, rah, and so... after his final bench press, he puts it up on the rack, and he's got his two guys there, and he jumps up and has to go, yeah, like, yeah, that's what's up. And this piece of equipment, this giant piece of iron, just swings down from, like, the ceiling and nails him on the head and knocks him out. And the live stream just, like, turns to black, and I'm like, oh, my God. I mean, it looked like he got he probably got a concussion from it, but because it's live and it's not like something he recorded and put out there. So, the one moment he was trying to show the world what a badass he was, he jumped up and gets knocked. You've got to see it. I don't even know. I can't even figure out what's happening, but it's like a piece of iron that came down from a squat rack that might have been next to the bench, and it nailed him on the head, but he just got... It looked like he got knocked out cold. He probably just got knocked down, but it's funny. It goes black, and then all of a sudden the feed cuts. But could happen to a better guy. Okay, so we had Mike Giardi on, and he was saying that, you know, he said that he's been very bullish that the Patriots do not want Tom Brady back. And to that I asked, well, you know, out of all the free agents that are out there, who are you thinking? I mean, the Andy Dalton one is weird because... It keeps getting thrown out by people. I think, much like Mike Giardi, I believe that Bridgewater's going to go for too much. He said, like, $17 million. I think Bridgewater's going to get more than that. I think someone's going to pay way too much to get him to play. I mean, he was great when he filled in for Drew Brees, played really well. Wallach over here has got a thing about Andy Dalton.
I can't stand him. I don't want him as the quarterback of this team. I don't care. I don't even think Belichick can save him.
What's he do? What does he do that you don't like?
He throws key interceptions at the worst time, and he'll pile up numbers early in the season, and then he's horrible late in the season and in the playoffs. He's 0-4 in the playoffs. I think he has one touchdown and six picks in four playoff games, all of which have been losses.
Those stats don't matter. What matters here is you mentioned interceptions, right?
Yeah.
He has 118 interceptions in his career.
Yeah.
How many touchdowns he has?
204. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
No, that's pretty good. It's less than a 2-to-1 touchdown interception ratio, but that's fine.
Okay,
that's
how about this?
He's a barely passable quarterback who's just above 500. And you know what else? His best season, 2013, I think they went 11-5. He had 33 touchdown passes. Last half of the season, like 17 touchdowns and 13 picks. in his last eight games. And, oh, by the way, he went and lost a playoff game. I'm telling you, this is not the guy you want.
When you play for Marvin Lewis, you're going to suck.
Well, that's right.
You know what? Marvin Lewis was at least great during the regular season, which this guy isn't. So I don't want him anywhere near this team. The stench will ruin it.
Who is a better quarterback during their time? Like, if you just like looked at averages, who's a better quarterback? Ryan Tannehill when he was with Miami or Andy Dalton?
Andy Dalton.
And look what Ryan Tannehill did.
Oh, so you put him in the right scheme.
Put him in the right system.
I see. You got one good year out of Tannehill. Is that all the Patriots are looking for?
One good year. Tannehill's going to be an all-star.
I see.
He's going to be all pro.
Hey, listen.
All pro, man.
Dalton, three-time Pro Bowler.
Yeah. One of those Pro Bowl years we just talked about.
He got booed at the Pro Bowl.
17 touchdowns, 13 picks in his final eight games.
One of the only players I've ever seen get booed at the Pro Bowl.
I can't wait till Tannehill becomes a starting quarterback.
I'm not making a case for him. I just don't think
he's... It sure sounds like it.
No, I just don't think he's as terrible.
Do you want him as a quarterback on your team?
I'd rather him than Mariota.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. If you're going to bring up the Hawaiian Tebow, that's fine.
Rather him than Philip Rivers?
No, Philip Rivers.
Philip Rivers
with the Patriots?
All day long.
I do not want Philip Rivers near the Patriots.
Over Andy Dalton.
You mean to tell me?
You're going to fix your mouth to tell me that Dalton is a better quarterback than Philip Rivers.
No, I'm saying I'd rather have Andy Dalton than Philip Rivers.
Why?
Philip Rivers throws a pick when you know it's coming.
Dalton is eight times worse at that.
Listen,
at least Rivers can win playoff games.
I think Rivers is old.
I want you to go look at the four playoff games Andy Dalton played, and you tell me how you want that guy behind center in any game that matters.
I'm just telling you, I'm out on Philip Rivers.
Stop.
What is the funniest one that would Bill Belichick, if he made succeed, what would be the funniest?
Taysom Hill.
No, because that's a guy. Okay.
A legit guy. No, it would be Mariota.
I'm talking
Blake Bortles.
Like at the end. Oh, great. Awesome. Now we're talking.
It would be Mariota. If he could make Mariota into a star quarterback, that would be it.
Bortles even more so. Like, to me, that would be even funnier.
Yep.
Is that you got Blake Bortles here, and you turn to me. Because at least with Mariota, when he first came out in the draft, everyone thought this guy was going to be a star. So at least there was that. Like, Bortles has never really had that.
Top five pick or something, Bortles.
But Bortles was third overall.
He almost beat the Patriots two years ago.
He was third overall.
But no one ever looked at him as being like the next big thing. I don't think anyone, despite where he was drafted, I don't think anybody ever looked at Blake Bortles as this guy could be like the next big man.
John Gruden did.
Well, John Gruden.
Go back to quarterback camp.
Well, I mean, listen, John Gruden everyone did. Was.
This guy, Bortles, he's a great player.
I'll tell you, though, Nick Foles could be available.
I'd
the way this Minshew
Cole.
Kid's playing.
See, to me, I want the funnier story. I want the one that at the end of the season, if Bill Belichick made a superstar, it would be hysterical.
Well, they were interested in Bortles, from what I heard.
It would be Mariota. Looking at how he's played the last two years,
Dalton's funnier, man.
It would be funnier.
I think Andy Dalton That's might true. Be the funniest.
Now, but I don't
thinking
want
about
him
it,
on this team.
If Andy Dalton like took this team, you know, to 13 wins and had a Ryan Tannehill type season where he just lit it up.
That's not going to happen, though, so I'm not worried about any of that.
Can you imagine the people in New England being able to say Andy Dalton's better than Tom Brady? Like, just people, all of a sudden everyone's got Dalton fever.
What universe are you living in? And can I get there?
That would happen. Like, if Belichick made Andy Dalton a superstar.
No, he wouldn't.
You know that would happen.
Even Belichick and Josh McDaniel cannot save him. He's that bad.
I root for the comedy, and the comedy right now is having Andy Dalton as a quarterback and becoming a superstar under Belichick. That's funny as hell.
It would be funny.
It would rule. And if you went to the Super Bowl with Andy Dalton, dude, that would be the best.
I need to get where you are. My life would be a lot happier if I was where you are right now.
Hang on, let's go to Brandon real quick. Brandon, what's up, man? You're on Dutcher and Ridge. Line two. Sorry, Dan. Line two. What's up, Brandon?
How you doing?
Hey.
How you doing, guys? The fact that you guys are entertaining Andy Dalton Rivers, hold on, there's a name out there by Matt Moore. Let's talk about Andy Dalton, been surrounded by weapons his whole career. Let's talk about Rivers, been surrounded by weapons his whole career. Let's talk about Matt Moore when he was on the Dolphins. He didn't have an offense.
Let's talk about Matt Moore, right?
Let's talk about Matt Moore when Patrick Mahomes went down. He won five games out of his six starts, right?
Look who's got around him.
He produced more stats with his six starts than Andy Dalton and Rivers, okay?
But it's not as funny. Who cares about Matt Moore? Nobody cares about Matt Moore.
Nobody does care about Matt Moore.
The only thing about Matt Moore is that it always looks like his helmet doesn't fit. Like Matt Moore always, it just looks like it's not, it doesn't quite fit right.
Matt Moore.
Nobody cares about Matt Moore.
But Matt Moore did do well with the Chiefs this year. But look who's around him.
Fine. I mean, come on.
But no, you don't want Matt Moore. You want Matt Moore if your quarterback went down. That's when you want Matt
Moore. Matt Moore was so bad they drafted Tannehill to replace him.
All right. You want the red rifle here. That's the funniest story. That's the one you want. And if he succeeded with Belichick, then we can all agree Belichick is better than Brady. Agreed?
Fair.
If you make Andy Dalton
work. If that
work,
ever happened, which it won't, but Belichick, if it ever happened, that would be the conclusive
that's
argument.
That's exactly why Belichick wants him. So he can solidify, I'm the best.
I don't want to hate
me,
this team,
me,
but
me,
I will.
Me. All right. We'll take a quick break. 617-779-0985.
Stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Hey everyone, it's Felger here for Cambridge Savings Bank, my official bank. Listen, small businesses are so important to our communities. That's why I'm excited to share CSB's new business hub with articles, tools, and resources to help you start, manage, and grow your small business. You still have questions? Just fill out the contact form on the site to get in touch directly with the small business team. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. Member FDIC.
More of Toucher and Rich.
Golf is never what you think it is.
On Boston's home for sports.
Some people just love to speak in emoji there, Fred.
98.5, a sports hub.
All right, something's kind of cracking me up. Somebody said, this Brandon guy calls every show campaigning for Matt Moore. Who is this guy? Really? Is he calling like a bunch of shows in the station? Is it like the head of the Matt Moore fan club?
No idea.
At least it's an interesting take. At least that's all right.
But why Matt Moore? There are plenty of mediocre quarterbacks out
there. I'd rather like Chase Daniel or want to start going after backups.
Take Bortles.
Jim Louth is saying yes. He calls it all the time.
Oh, man.
Matt Moore guy. I love it.
All right.
I'll take him every time he calls. Listen, tell me more about Matt Moore. Probably one of the most boring names. If they signed Matt Moore, wouldn't you just go like, oh, come on.
Like Colt McCoy, like, Case Keenum, Blaine Gabbert.
What's up, Gabbert?
Hey, Gabbert.
Trevor Siemian.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's really bad.
None of them are
Mike
funny.
Mike Glennon with the long neck.
Mike Glennon's funny. If Bill Belichick made Mike Glennon work, that would be fun.
He was going to be the next big thing when Tampa got him. Remember that guy?
I don't remember his next big thing. Dude always looked like Don Flamenco from Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
Right, that's true, but he was supposed to be the quarterback. Was it NC State? They drafted him?
Yeah.
When's the last time you busted out Mike Tyson's Punch-Out?
Actually, recently. I have it at the house.
That stands up, man. That stands the test of time.
I have it at the house.
Out.
Just beat King Hippo a couple of days ago. God, I'm very proud of myself.
Lift it up in the air. Got to hit him in his Band-Aid.
That's right. That's right.
So you know how they've got those. I've talked about this before. How they've got those Arcade 1-Up, that company. They make like the stand-up arcade machines, and they're only like $300.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just a little bit smaller than the originals.
All I want is Punch-Out on that.
You see, that's the thing.
I want that so bad, and I can't find it anywhere.
So I have Street Fighter, and I bought the Marvel one, the Marvel Superheroes one. But they've got like the Mortal Kombats you can get. Yeah. You can get like Pac-Man, all that stuff. And they just said that they're coming out with NBA Jam, which is my number one on my list.
Yeah.
I want NBA Jam more than anything. And apparently, too, it's going to be able to hook to the Wi-Fi, and you can download like different players from different years and all that type of stuff. But they don't have a deal with Nintendo. How unbelievable would it be to have a Mike Tyson's Punch-Up? First of all, they're staying away from Mike Tyson. Like, if you bought that thing that they came out with a couple years ago that had all the games prepackaged
on
it.
That's what we did.
It's Mr. Dream that you fight at the end of it. It's not Mike Tyson.
Did you guys have that glove thing that came out with Nintendo?
Power Glove sucked.
And what about the arcade? Didn't they have like a...
No, there was a boxing game that used to be at like Dave and Buster's where there was like these sensors, and you used your fists to punch, and it would sense when you were moving it. And it, but I mean, that,
okay.
But that wasn't. Oh yeah, but there was a trick. All you had to do was just like twist your hand, and you'd be like nailing the guy in the chin over and over and over again. No, but those that, if they got a deal with Nintendo to make like our Nintendo arcade game stand up ones, that would be unbelievable. But they don't. So,
like Super Mario 3.
Never beat that one. Meet Mario 2, though. No one's, you know, no one beats Mario 2. I beat Mario 2. All right, 617-779-0985. Ty Anderson. He's got a video online of him shooting pucks at crap. We will talk to him in just a moment, right after Joe Murray's headlines.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Hey everyone, it's Felger here. Now, you know the Sports Hub is the place to go for everything Boston sports. Well, I'd like to introduce you to another hub, the new business hub from Cambridge Savings Bank. It's your one-stop shop for articles, tools, resources, and banking solutions that can help you start, manage, and grow your small business. It's just the latest way CSB is supporting small businesses. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. Their member, FDIC.
Bruins victorious in overtime, 2-1.
All right, 985 of Sports Hub, it's Toucher and Rich. I just love the off-air exchange that just happened here. So Ty Anderson walked in, and I didn't realize he was a WWE guy, but he goes, "Hey, Joe, Lacey Evans?" "Oh, yeah."
He'll be here Friday. He'll be here next week.
Hey, what did you call her?
I was like, "Ooh, hello, Ms. Lady."
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Hey everyone, it's Felga here. Now, you know the Sports Hub is the place to go for everything Boston sports. Well, I'd like to introduce you to another hub, the new business hub from Cambridge Savings Bank. It's your one-stop shop for articles, tools, resources, and banking solutions that can help you start, manage, and grow your small business. It's just the latest way CSB is supporting small businesses. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. Their member, FDIC.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.